Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 1st. Today's word is verbose, spelled V-E-R-B-O-S-E. Verbose is an adjective that means containing more words than necessary. It's a synonym of wordy. It can also mean impaired by wordiness or given to wordiness. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Elizabeth Vincentelli. The text is verbose and vague and so comically overheated that it can feel like a parody of late Tennessee Williams when the playwright's florid style had graduated to full Rococo. There's no shortage of words to describe wordiness in English. Diffuse, long-winded, prolix, redundant, windy, repetitive, rambling, and circumlocutory are some that come to mind. Want to express the opposite idea? Try succinct, concise, brief, short, summary, terse, compact, or compendious. Verbose, which falls solidly in the first camp of words, comes from the Latin word verbosus, from verbum, meaning word. Other descendants of verbum include verb, adverb, proverb, verbal, and verbicide. That's the deliberate distortion of the sense of a word. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.